Blog Talk Radio.
Adariwa na majesti ya nini salvadiye. Oh God, we glorify your name. Oh Lord, we worship your name, King of kings, Lord of love, our God of mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh Lord, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh Lord, we worship your name, our God, we glorify your name, King of kings, Lord of lords, oh Lord, God of mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh Lord, we worship your name. Oh God, we glorify your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, oh Lord, God of mine. The majesty, your name, salvadiye. Oh God, you are the majesty, your name, salvadiye. Oh God, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. King of kings, Lord of love, our Lord God of mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Your God is our majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh Lord, we worship your name. Oh God, we praise your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, our God Almighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh God, we worship your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, our Lord God of mighty. Our Lord, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is salvadiye. Oh, we praise your name. Our God, we worship your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, our God, God of mighty. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we celebrate you. We worship you. We adore you. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If there is one thing you owe God, it's praise and worship. What can you give God? You want to give God a car? I want to give him a house. You want to give him food? What will you give God? See, he inhabits the praises of his people. See, he inhabits the praise. He loves the praise and worship that we give to him. That's what you really owe God. So always give God praise and glory. In everything, give thanks unto God. Don't worry whether economic problems, political problem, gas prices have gone up, prices are going up, and everybody is complaining and crying and murmuring. I tell you, God supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory. He's our great provider. The earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not failed before. He will not fail now. He's ready to provide. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. Hey, we truly provide for you and provide for me. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. Hey, we truly provide for you and provide for me. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. Hey, we truly provide for me and provide for you. Oh, yes, he's the great provider. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand hills belong to him. The oil, wealth, and the riches of the Gentiles have been transferred to us, the believers. Yes, we have reaped the fruit of our labor. We have possessed our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have pursued, we have overtaken, we have recovered back double everything that the enemy stole from us. In the name of Jesus, hey, Ricky Musa, Arabasa, Satan, lose your grip and hold from everything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, my Father owns the land. No more for the devil to rule. Yes, in the Lord and his fullness thereof. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Father, God owns the earth. And so I'm a child of the Most High God. I belong to him who I am and who I serve. And because of that, I am a prince of the Most High God. I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. I represent him right here on earth. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do, and I own what God says that I own in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God arrives in our lives and ministries, and let our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive your altar, O God, that answered by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank God for today. We give him glory, honor, and adoration for all the good things he has been doing in your life, in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our surroundings, and all over the world. All things shall work together for good. All things shall work together for good. All the negative things you are seeing around you today, they are going to work together for good. God told Moses, see the salvation of God. No matter what is going on right now, things have gone up, house rents and how we are, cars have gone up, gas has gone up, travel expenses have gone up, everything I've done up, I tell you, you need to depend on God, the great provider. You know, he is Jehovah El Shaddai. He has more than enough. Hey, I like that. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh will give you your need. The Lord shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angel charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Jehovah Jireh, your provider, his grace is sufficient for you. Our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He has given me angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. If you need God with us, he is Jehovah El Shaddai, more than enough. The God that has more than enough, Jehovah El Shaddai. And the same God is Jehovah Jireh, God that provides. He provides your need, what you need. That thing you need very strongly, he's able to provide it. And of course, Abraham said, the Lord shall provide. And God actually provided. I want you to have that kind of faith. The faith that receives what God has provided. He's the great provider. Abraham said, the Lord shall provide a ram for himself. And indeed, God provided a ram. See, he's the great provider. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ. You need to seek God in that dimension. Seek God as somebody who is not caring. He doesn't love you. He can't do anything for you. That's not the God we are serving. The God we are serving is the consuming fire. The God that answered by fire. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob. The God of Israel. The God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you and I on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago, when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his Christ we are healed. That is the God we are found. He is very relevant to your need. He is concerned about what is going on. Read the Bible. There have been famine, there have been hunger, there have been all kinds of things that are happening today. They are not just happening for the first time. There was First World War, and then there was Second World War. The same things happened, food shortages, and, economic depression, recession, inflation. These things always come with all these wars that are going on. And then Jesus said there shall be war. Matthew chapter 24 said there must be war. All these things are signs of the end time. So we are not taken by surprise. Apostle Paul said we are not ignorant. Yes, ignorance is a disease. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says people perish for lack of knowledge because they don't have the knowledge of God. The knowledge of what God is doing, what God can do, so they don't trust God, they don't believe, they don't have faith like Abraham, and they are just scared of everything. But I challenge you as from today, begin to seek God as your provider, your healer. Begin to seek God as your source. Seek God as your protection. Seek God as your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your friend. Seek God as everything you need. God is your doctor. He is your lawyer. He is your pharmacist. He is everything to you. That's how you should seek God. If you don't seek God like that, you are going to miss him. If you don't seek God as your main provider, in all these economic recessions and all these inflations and all these things going on around the world and coronavirus and wars and fighting and killings, if you don't seek God as your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, if you don't see God as your protection, you are going to miss everything. So right now you need to hook up with God Almighty and flow with him. Flow with Jesus. Yes, flow with Jesus. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Just go with Jesus. Go ahead, my Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I go to stay right under the blood. I go to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood. Yeah, the devil can't do no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do you no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. You gotta stay right under the blood. Gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do no harm. Let my spirit free, that I may go before you. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Let oppression go, that I may move and flow. Lord, set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Let oppression go, that I may move and flow. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Let oppression go, that I may move and flow. Lord, set my spirit free, that I may glorify you. Let oppression go, that I may move and flow. Set my spirit free, that I may worship you. Yes, Lord, oppression must go. Oppression must go. In the name of Jesus Christ, the rod of the wicked cannot rest upon us a second time. In the name of Jesus Christ, the wicked cannot rest upon you a second time. In the name of Jesus Christ, ha rakabaya, imblondo sekenderikaya, ah sandaya. There's someone in this program. You are carrying a heavy load of all your problems. You are carrying a heavy load of all your problems on you, and you think you have solved it. Yes, this program right now is on this broadcast. God asked me to tell you that if you cast all your cares upon Christ, for he cared for you, hand over all your problems to God Almighty in prayers, cast your cares upon Christ, for he cared for you. The battle is not your battle. It is God's own battle. Let God take over and intervene. Let God do it. And you can have your freedom. Yes, if no one does it, Jesus will do it. If no one does it, our God will do it. If no one does it, Jesus will do it. He will do it for you and for me. Oh, yes, he will do it. For you and for me. All right. He will do it. For you and for me. Only you can do what no man can do. Jehovah. Only you can say what no man can say. Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do. Jehovah. Only you can say what no man can say, Jehovah. Only you can bless. What no man can bless, Jehovah. Only you can bless. What no man can bless, Jehovah. Hey, that person, I want you to cast all your burdens upon Christ. I don't know how many people, but that is the picture of what people are going through right now. And God is showing me that when you cast your cares, your burdens, your troubles, your fears, your battles, when you cast them upon Christ in prayer, he will meet your needs. He will solve your problems. He will carry your load from you, and you will be free indeed. What it is. That's what it is. So you need to hand over your problems to God right now in prayer and let God intervene. Cast your cares upon Christ, for he cares for you. Let God interfere in that problem in your life that you are carrying around. Let God intervene in that sickness, that disease, that trouble, that fear, that anxiety, that need you couldn't handle. Let God take it over from you now and handle it by himself. He will give you solution. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabba Sandori, Rabba Imblondo, okay, say Teria. Ah, Rabba Sandaya. Yesterday, God has led in my heart to share with us on the topic freedom and liberty. Thank God we are celebrating Independence Day, 4th July of the United States of America in 1776, when the United States became independent of Great Britain and they started being on their own. And it's a good thing to be independent, but the greatest thing is you be independent through Jesus Christ, through the Son of God that set free is free indeed. When Jesus sets you free, that's when you are really free indeed. And that's the real independence. Yes, but today we're going to be talking about freedom and liberty. And of course, these two things are almost the same, though there's some differences. If you want to talk about freedom and liberty, they are almost the same, but there is some little difference in the two. But I know God has a reason for this, has a purpose for these. Our text is taken from Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, God was speaking to Moses. Moses, I've seen the sufferings of my people. My people have been made slaves in Egypt. And not just that they are slaves, they are under affliction. And they are suffering. They are being killed, being bad, have been molested. I'm going to leave you, Moses, to grant them deliverance. And God commissioned Moses, and Moses was used by God to bring them out of 130 years of Egyptian captivity. It was not easy. The captivity lasted so long, but at last they came out of it. You know, free at last, free, light of triumph over them. Jesus said, so they were freed at last. They were free. They had to go to the land of promise where they can worship God in spirit and in truth. Free to be a nation, free to be a people, free to be themselves. Oh yes, God wants people to be free. God didn't put you into slavery. You know, those are human concepts. It is human concept that you should be a slave to someone else. God didn't organize that for you. No. Because eventually, as we go into the scriptures, you find that slavery, though in the Old Testament there was slavery, and there was some slavery in the New Testament, but the Bible now condemns it entirely. Revelation has come. Redemption has come. Jesus has set us free. We are no slaves no more. Yes. No slavery no more. And then, of course, there was slave trade. The slave trade began. An African chief sold a black person to a white person, and then slavery began. So the white people didn't organize the slave trade either. It was Africans who sold themselves as slaves, and so on and so forth. And so the slave trade continued. And until it was abolished and removed. And then racism now stepped in. Racism, you are black, so you are nobody. I'm white, so I'm superior to you. All that now came. We are still fighting. We are still fighting racism today. We are still trying to get from all our though we have conquered slavery, and this is the point, this is the key of our discussion today. Of course, slavery was abolished. Slave trade was abolished. But a lot of people still want people to go in slavery. They still want to enslave people. In fact, just a couple of years ago, there was still slave trade in some parts of Africa, some parts of the world. There was still slave trade going on. Not the top. God have mercy. We should be marching forward. What is all this? What is all this? Are you going backward? going backward. You trying to go back to slave trade again. You know, after all that was said and done, just a few years ago, right here in Libya, some part of the world and some other parts of, you know, there was still slave trade still going on. See, people want to go back. They want to go back. God forbid. I'm not going back. I'm going forward. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are supposed to be marching forward. And then there's another aspect of it. The colonization. The British colonies, French colonies. And then they say something USSR. And then American colonies and French colonies and colonization all over the world. But all those things have gone. Yes, those are old ways, old life, old systems, old things that have passed away. You don't have to bring them back again. You know, Jesus has set us free. Jesus is the liberty. Look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. They enjoy the liberty that was provided for you through Jesus Christ. Liberty has been provided. Freedom to worship God. Freedom of speech. Freedom to live your own life. Freedom to be independent. Freedom to be on your own. And then somebody else is trying to put you into slavery, trying to make you a servant, trying to make you a slave to a beast. God didn't create a slave. God didn't create a servant. God created us in his own image, in his own likeness. God did not create a black man. God did not create a white man. God created us in his own image. We are like him. He made us to be like him. So there is no slave. There is no, all these things are not there. We don't need those things. They are not supposed to be no more. And even all these colonizations, they are no longer there. Oh, yes, colonization has gone. It's an old way of life. People trying to dominate another person. Someone trying to sit on somebody else. Trying to enslave the next person. There must be freedom. There must be liberty. People must be free to live their own life. Why do you want to sit on somebody else? No, it's injustice. It's unfair. And it is null and void. It's ultraviolet. You know, it's the deprivation of human rights. You have no right to enslave anybody. You have no right to speak on people. You have no right to step on people. You have no right to enslave people and bring them under you. No, it's not going to happen again. We have passed that era. Oh, yes, we have found that error because eventually the Bible condemned all these things. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, enjoy the liberty that Christ has procured for you. Jesus has provided liberty, freedom for all, to be free to worship God, freedom of speech, freedom to live your own life, be on your own, be independent, stay on your own, be your own country, be your own. And then someone else is trying to take us back. Blood of Jesus. We bind that spirit. We bind our spirit in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it. Yes. And Pharaoh tried it. Pharaoh tried it, trying to enslave the Israelites once again. After God had saved them, and Moses was taking them to the land of promise, Pharaoh pursued them with his army, trying to go and enslave them once again. Is that not what is happening in Ukraine and Russia now? Trying to enslave Ukraine. Ukraine does not belong to you. Ukraine has been a country. They are on their own. How can you go and enslave, you know, bring Ukraine back to your domination, trying to dominate them, enslave them, and, you know, and go and, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to do that. See? So Pharaoh was pursuing them, trying to bring them back into slavery, and he failed. And something happened at the Red Sea. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 16 to 20, Pharaoh experienced something he will never forget. He pursued the Israelites until he himself got drowned in the Red Sea with his army. And before he died, he made a statement. He said, "This must be the finger of God." Pharaoh was surprised how God started fighting for his people. And then he confessed with his mouth. Pharaoh said, "This deliverance must have come from God." He said, "This is the finger of God. What I'm seeing in front of me, the deliverance of the Israelites to the Red Sea, it is the finger of God. It's an act of God. Nobody else would have set them free. Nobody else would have granted them deliverance. This is the hand of God." You play with God? When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus opened the door, nobody can shut it. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. God has set his people free. God said there's liberty for you, there is freedom. Who the Son of God set free is free indeed. Then Pharaoh, Satan, demons, witches, wizards, powers of darkness, forces of evil, false president, evil president, satanic president. They are telling you that you must be their slave. You must be their servant. You must come under them. They must dominate you. And then they go as far as talking about colonizing the whole world again. Is there anything like that? They bring back the old USSR. Eh? Bring back the old USSR. You can't do that. Eh? You can't bring back the old USSR. That has passed. That has passed long ago. You can't do that. You can't go and bring back the old USSR. No. Then the French people should bring back their old French colonies. And then the British should probably bring back the old British colony. And then the United States should not bring back all their colonization. And then let's colonize the world again. So that's what Putin is agitating for. He's telling one thing on the United USSR. There's no USSR. USSR is gone long time ago. And every other thing is gone with it. So you can't go back. You can't be going back. You know, you can't be going back at this time. You're moving backwards. People are moving forward. We are marching forward, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. We are marching forward. Why will you be thinking about colonization? You say, let's bring back the old USSR, or bring back the old British colonies, American colonies, the French colonies. A colonization. Americans to colonize nations once again. You are going backwards. We have passed that. We have passed slavery. We have passed racism. We have passed all this colonization. See, you can't do that. You see, you are wasting your time. God is not on your side. Putin, you need to repent. You need to repent, Mr. Putin. You need to repent and turn away from your evil ways. Or God is going to punish you and destroy you like he did to Saddam Hussein. If I don't want Saddam Hussein, they said Kuwait should come under them. How can you bring Kuwait under you? Kuwait is not for you. Kuwait is on their own. And that's how Operation Desert Storm started. And all those things. Now you don't hear of Iraq again. You don't hear of that. And that's how they end up. That is how they end up. When they are doing all these things, everybody just looking. Eventually, they will just end up. That's it. You will hear that. You will see that. That is gone. You know? So why disturbing the whole world with your stupid wars, foolish wars, that God did not send you to go and do war, you are organizing wars, that killing people in Ukraine, killing people. Is that your calling? You are just doing Satan's work. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came to give life. Why will you do the work of Satan? You are doing the work of the devil. You need to repent and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. Yes, Jesus led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to all men. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9, you know, Jesus has come to save, to set free, to give us freedom, liberty, to those that are oppressed. It's the spirit of oppression. It is the spirit of oppression when you don't let go. You are trying to enslave people. You are trying to pull people under you. Who wants to be under you? God has set people free. People are free indeed to be on their own. Who the Son set free is free indeed. If Jesus set you free, you are free indeed. Look at Nigeria. The Biafra, they are crying, we want Biafra, we want Biafra. Oh yes, there should be Biafra, because the deprivation in Nigeria is too much. The oil that came from the south must be carried away to Sokoto, Kano, Kaduna. That's where they will use the oil wells. Whereas their own wells, the southerners are not taking it from them. These people, they come from Kano, Kaduna, Fulani, they come to the south of Nigeria and carry the oil wealth of the south and carry it to their nation. So Lord Lugard made a mistake in 1914. I call it a mistake because it has brought serious problems to Nigeria. Lord Lugard made a terrible mistake when he amalgamated the North and Southern Nigeria together. He shouldn't have done that at all. There was no need. You see, because the Northerners, they believe that Nigeria belongs to them. They believe that they must be president, they must be vice president, they must be governor, they must be everything, they must own everything. Why the whole Southern Nigeria will be suffering? It's very bad. That's why the Igbos are struggling. They must have the answer. You think they won't have it? Biafra must come to stay. I prayed about it. And God said, there is timing for everything. That's what God told me. He said, there is God's time. When God's time comes, Biafra will be realized. It may not be by power, not by strength. It may not be by war or by fighting. But God told me to tell the evil and the Biafra. When God's time will come for this thing, it will just materialize and manifest. Nobody will stop it. When God said Israel go, and Pharaoh stood on the way, where is Pharaoh? Pharaoh perished in the rest of it. Can you stop God? That President Trump, we go to Israel and do what he did. You know, recognizing Jerusalem, recognizing Israel, you know, bringing them into recognition. Who imagined, who taught that? but it's happened. You know, and all these things, God is in charge. The earth is the Lord's and fullness. Nobody is in charge of the world. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You are not controlling the world. God is controlling. Adolf Hitler woke up one morning. He said he must rule the whole world or he would destroy. Adolf Hitler of Germany. And that was how the Second World War came. Adolf Hitler of Germany. He said he must rule the whole world or he would destroy the whole world. And he meant it because Germany was the richest country then. And they had the money for war equipment, and this is the problem. When you have money, people go for war and for fighting and killing people, you are putting the money into the wrong direction. Adolf Hitler began to conquer nations in Europe and he wanted to go and conquer England, and everything came against him and everything ended in fiasco. Adolf Hitler committed suicide and died. You are not in charge. The earth is the Lord's and his freedom. There is freedom already. God has provided freedom for his people. If the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed. Liberty. Yes. Freedom of worship. Freedom to be on your own. You are liberated. You are no longer slaves. There is no slavery no more. We are no longer bound. We are nobody's slave. There is liberty for you to function, to live your life, be independent, have your own, do your own thing, let everybody do their own thing. How come somebody else wants to enslave somebody else? Somebody else wants to make another person servant, make another person slave. Eh? Ukraine, if you don't come under Russia, then you will be destroyed. You see, you are not God. You can't even say that. You can't even say that. You can't do that. Very soon, God is going to turn things around. Oh, yes. God is going to turn things around. The world is watching. Everybody is praying for Ukraine. God did not create Ukraine to be servant of Russia. No. God did not create Ukraine to be servant of Putin. No. There's nothing like that. God created people to be on their own. God has created every nation to be on their own. You can't do otherwise. Mind your own business. Do your own thing. See, there's no slave. There's no white or black. Everyone is worshiping God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. The wicked shall not rule over us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The wicked ones shall not rule over us. He shall not reign over us. We are independent of the devil. We are independent of Satan. We are independent of demons. We are independent of evil spirits and witchcraft. We are independent of evil leaders and evil presidents, satanic presidents, demonic presidents, blood-drinking presidents, blood-sucking presidents who want to kill people. We are independent of you in the name of Jesus. We are for Jesus. Christ has given us victory. Christ has given us freedom and liberty. We are on our own. You can't make us slaves. We are no slaves to anybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, we resist that sin. We resist the devil and he will flee from you. What it is? The rod of the wicked. Affliction shall not come upon us the second time. Nahum chapter 1 verse 9. Affliction shall not come upon us a second time. God did not create us to be afflicted by anybody. God did not create us to be slaves and servants of any president. God did not create us to be colonized and made servants and slaves of people. God created us to be free moral agents. Live your own life, be independent, stay on your own, do your own thing, and live your own life. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship. That is God. That is what God created. How can you be enslaving people, making people slaves, making people servants? You say you are ruling over them. What are you ruling? What are you ruling? What ruling did you rule? You travel the whole Nigeria. I've traveled the whole Nigeria. I've traveled Eastern Nigeria. I've traveled Western Nigeria. I've traveled Northern Nigeria. I've gone to all those states. I've visited those states when I was doing missions in Africa. And if you travel from Southern Nigeria and go to the north, you come to Kaduna, then you go to Abuja, then you go to Sokoto, you go to Kano, and you go to Maiduguri, you go to all these states. You will think that you are in another country. As you go to the north, you think you are in another country because they use money from the south, the oil money they brought from the south, they use it to develop the north, and they deprive the southerners of their oil wealth. And that is what is causing the problem in Nigeria. They deprive southerners of their wealth and riches. And the worst is Igbo land, because I have traveled the whole of Eastern Nigeria, Owerri, Enugu, Aba, Umuahia, all those places on Nicha, Kodako River State, Bayelsa. I have traveled the whole of Eastern Nigeria doing the work of God. And I begin to wonder, I say, is this another country? Because they so neglected the Eastern Nigeria, they so deprived Eastern Nigeria, it deprived them of everything. Why they divert Nigeria's oil wealth to themselves? It is the reason they don't want an Igbo man to be president. No, they don't want Igbo man to be president. And even if an Igbo man becomes president, we have a campaign for Peter Obi. Even if he becomes president, they won't let you do anything there. What can you do? They have taken over everywhere. So say they come to the southerners and tell them that this is your land, belongs to the cattle. The cattle are grazing here. So this is not your land. They carry gun and they are shooting the southerners to death. You see, this is oppression. It is the spirit of the devil. Satan is the oppressor. When people operate like this, you know that Satan is behind them. Oppression. And Jesus came against that spirit in the scripture, the spirit of oppression. That spirit of oppression is satanic, is demonic, oppressing people, you know, sitting on them, depriving them of everything. You make them slaves. You make them servants. You don't allow them to prosper. You don't allow them to be anything. You just step on people, step on them. But I want to tell you, there is a deliverer. Ah, there is a deliverer. Out of Zion shall come a deliverer. Romans chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. Romans chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. Say, out of Zion shall come a deliverer. There is a deliverer. When the deliverer comes into play, the devil has no choice. He must give way. Oh, yes, you can't stay on the way because God is going to smash you like Pharaoh, send you packing, drown you in the Red Sea. God is just going to go forth and do what he's got to do. You can't stop God. No, 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 no. You can't stop God. You can't hinder God. Hey, there is a day of deliverance. Oh, yes, as I was praying about this issue of Biafra, that is what God told me. God told me that I should tell Biafra that there is time for everything. There is a timetable he, God, has provided. When that time comes, no devil in hell shall prevent it. No Satan will withhold it. Nobody. No, God is just going to do what he's going to do. And that's it. There's nothing you to do about it. And I thank God for Archbishop Benson Idahosa. He prophesied before he died, before he went to be with the Lord, blessed memory. Archbishop Benson Idahosa, he said, let it take 100 years Nigeria will see break to pieces. He said it from the altar, and he was saying it under the anointing. He said, let it take 100 years. Nigeria will see break into partitions. Oh, yes. And that is the only thing that will bring peace to those people. Because pressure, this deprivation, this, you know, hindering people, impoverishing people, and stepping on people, riding on people, making them slaves and servants, taking away everything they own, depriving them of their land, depriving people of their oil wealth that God has put for them. This nonsense must stop in the name of Jesus Christ. This nonsense must stop. Enough is enough. Yes, this nonsense must stop. Oppression. All over the world, it is oppression. Look around. This is Taiwan. And then this is China. Taiwan say, we are a little country of our own. We are all right. China say, no, you are not going away, you are coming back to us, and that will be trouble there. That is the trouble right there. This is Taiwan. Taiwan say we want to be on our own. China say no, you are not going. You must come under us. Must they come under you? Taiwan, did you create Taiwan? Did you are you Taiwan? Did you create them? How come you are dictating what Taiwan should be? You can't dictate for anybody. These are oppression all over the world. You see the same thing occurring again and again. This threat must seize an evil spirit. This is Satan. We must attack it and we must stop it in its tracks. What are you trying to do? So somebody can wake up one morning and then say that this is this, this is that. Who born you? How did you come about that? In high time, we begin to silence the devil and call it on NATO and the presidents of the world to begin to stop this evil. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we must stop Satan, stop the devil, the spirit of oppression. People rising up and depriving other people, enslaving people, you know, bringing people into captivity and depriving them and all kind of things happen again. In the name of Jesus, we must stop this nonsense. We must stop that spirit. It's not of God. He told you to go and annex another country to your own country. Mind your own country. Stay in your country. Stay in your Russia. Stay in your Moscow. It's okay for you to do that. But don't go and compel Ukraine to come under you. They don't belong to you. They belong to Jesus. Don't go and compare Taiwan. Taiwan is not your own. Taiwan is on their own. They are on their own. Kuwait is not for Iraq. Kuwait does not belong to Iraq. No, it shall never be. You know, Northern Nigeria, you stay on your own. Leave Southerners alone. Let them go their way. Oduduwa, Yoruba people, they will soon break away too and be on their own. Oduduwa kingdom. The Western Nigeria to be on their own too. Yes, they got to be on their own. Or you go and play, yes, to Abuja, they pull out the licking boots. Go to Abuja, go and bow down. Bow down and be licking boots of the Fulani man, Abuja man. They give the dash you money. Now, so Yoruba will say, now, is that what Yoruba are going to do forever? That's not the will of God for you. You are supposed to be independent of your own. You're supposed to be on your own. Go and lie down and bow down to Wauta Man, Fulani, make them give that you money. And that won't be your life. You know, everyone should be independent. We should be on our own. The devil should not trample you, should not enslave you, bring you to captivity, make you their servant, begin to do yes sir, yes sir, yes sir to somebody who did not go to primary school. What is all this nonsense? Stupidity and foolishness all over the whole place. You have to turn from those things. It's time we move forward. Oh yes. See, We need to speak the truth. Only the truth shall set us free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. No power to the Satanists. The Satanists are oppressed. They are deprived of everything. And then every year, the Satanists are Fulani president, Fulani and Hausa, a vice president and the governors and the federal commissioners and so on and so forth. So where is the Satanists? The Satanists have no place. They have no right. They have no authority. They have no power. And so they are deprived and they are suffering. Even the land that belongs to Southern Nigeria, they are taking it. They are planning as many the land belongs to them. And they graze their cattle there, pushing Southern into the river, push them away from their own land. These are evil spirits. This is oppression. It must stop. In the name of Jesus, God will intervene. Holy Ghost intervene, Jesus intervene, and stop this nonsense. Enough is enough. Yes, it's high time we begin to move forward. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You can oppress people and go free. Yeah, judgment day, God is going to judge everyone. And then look at the way they are doing it. Religion. If they accept my religion, or I will kill you, because that is already there. Hey, God have mercy. Drop your religion, accept my own religion, or I will kill you. And they are doing it already. They have been doing it. You go to my Duguri, my Duguri, not eat. Then they brought it to church area to plateau. I was surprised that they are bringing those things to Southern Nigeria now. Accept my religion or we will kill you. They want you to accept their religion. So you did not accept their religion. They are ready to kill. And that's what they are doing all over the world. These are all spirits of oppression. These are all satanic spirits. Devil, Satan is the oppressor. He has come to oppress people. But today we come against that spirit. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We crush it in the name of Jesus. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. We render it upon him by the blood of Jesus, who the Son of God has set free. He's free indeed. Jesus has set us free. We are free indeed. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We need to follow the word of God. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. Psalm 126, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 126, verses 1 and 2. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. So there is a God that turned captivity. And if we go through the scripture, there are so many times God turned captivity. The 70 years of Babylonian captivity was also turned around. And then in Job 42 verse 10, it says Job prayed for his friend and God turned the captivity. God is always turning captivity around. Palakala. Yes, it's saying terrible. I want you to look at that scripture again. Psalm 126 verses 1 and 2. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. Who turned the captivity? It's not man. Eh? It's not a man that turned the captivity of Zion. He said, when the Lord, look at it, Psalm 126, verses 1 and 2. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like they that dream. So who turned the captivity was not even a man. Huh? It's just what is going on, President Zelensky and the Ukrainian. This captivity, God is going to turn it around. When God turned again the captivity, we were like it again. So God can turn, can intervene. God can interfere in the affairs of man. Oh, yeah, that's what the King Nebuchadnezzar said. That he might know that God interfere in the affairs of men. God can come in and do his own will. Yes, That's what it is. He did not turn again the captivity of Zion. And then the 70 years of Babylonian captivity, God turned it again and freed his people. The 130 years of Egyptian captivity, God turned it around and freed his people. And then look at Job 42 verse 10. Job 42 verse 10. See, Job prayed for his friend, and God turned the captivity around. Job 42 verse 10. God turned the captivity of Job around. I prophesy to everyone on this broadcast today, wherever you are in any part of the world, God is turning your captivity around in the name of Jesus Christ. God is turning you around from sickness to health, from poverty to blessing, from trouble to peace. God is turning your captivity around. I can see everything turning around, everything turning around, everything turning around for my favor. I can see everything turning around, everything turning around, everything turning around for my favor. God is in the business of turning things around. And may he turn your story around. Oh, yes, may he turn it around for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, God is turning things around. From failure to suffering. From defeat to victory. From backwardness to forwardness. Yes, God is turning everything around in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty is turning everything around for me, for you. God is turning that ugly situation around in the name of Jesus. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. May it happen to you right now. May it happen to me right now. That my captivity be turned around. Every captivity be turned around. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we receive our deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. There is deliverance from every form of captivity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who the Son of God has said, pray, is praying day. We are praying day, I'm praying day, you are praying day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Wherever you are, any part of the world, Christ has delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his Son. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Serve God and worship him so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Open up your heart and let Jesus come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. I want to pray for everyone right now, wherever you are. I pray that God will intervene in your life. God will grant you the freedom he has provided of you from through Jesus Christ. God will grant you liberty from sin, liberty from sickness and disease, from oppression, from depression, from obsession of the enemy. God grant you liberty from the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this broadcast. God bless you. Thank you so much. I receive all your emails and text messages. And want to thank everyone of you for your cooperation. Please forward this message to everyone you know, email it to them, test it out, share it, and tweet it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. It is the truth of the word of God that you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the path except by him. Jesus loves you, Felicia, and I will love you. And we say, God bless you all abundantly. Thank you so much. The next weekend we're going to have time together again. Enjoy your holidays and a happy holiday, happy independence to everyone on this broadcast. Have a glorious and a prosperous Independence Day celebration wherever you are. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus set us free, we are free. Amen. Jesus set us free.